Tachim Kuftes Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara begins with the statement of Shmuel on the bottom of Kuftes Zayin Beis. Amid Shmuel, Lechem Oini, Lechem Sh'onin Lov Dvarim Harbe, Tainim Hachi, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sh'onin Lov Dvarim Harbe, Davarachi, Lechem Oni, Ani Ksib, Lechem Oni, Ani Ksib, Ma Ani Darko, Shadarko Beprusa, Afkan Beprusa, Davarachi, Bar Darko Shalani, Hu Mesek V'Ishto Ofe, Afkan Nami, Hu Mesek V'Ishto Ofe. The Shmuel's discussing the Lashon of the Pasuk, when the Torah in Dvarim on Lo Sechol Chametz shows him Tachol Matzos Lechem only Ki Bechi Pozon Yotzatz Meiret Mitzrayim Matzis Kirtim Yom Seitz Chomer Kol Yom Mechayecha. Why does the Torah refer to Matzah as Lechem only? So here the Gemara is three pshatim. Lechem only things because we're Ona Olav Dvarim Harbe, we say many things upon it, or it's Ani Befrusa, the part of the Seder of Yachatz that we break the Matzah and half, and here Tosfos has a whole important discussion about how the proper way to do hamotzi is, and which matzah, the shleima, the prusa, gets hamotzi, which one gets achilas matzah, the famous shita of Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elim on the bottom, which relates to the Tosfos we skipped over also in Kuf Tes Vav, about the bracha of Bori Pri Adama and Mar, in terms of the issue of Enos and Mitzvot Chavilas Chavilas. You can take a look at those two Tosfim. That's the issue of that, and Yachat's a whole issue with Neyatzmo. And another thing is Ma'ani Hu Mesik, Dr. Shalani Hu Mesik, the Ishtofa, that he lights the fire and is involved in the preparatory stages of the baking. And the wife bakes here. There's some poskim who bring a rye from this Gemara. This is the source that a person is supposed to personally be involved in the Asik of Afiyas HaMatzah, so he shouldn't just lie on other people, because Hu Mesik, the Ishtofa, he lights the fire, he gets involved in the baking of the matzahs. But the part that we're going to focus in on is lechem oni, the lechem sh'onin alav dvarim harbe. What is that? What do we own our love on the matzahs? So the simple explanation of Ben Chanan on the Meiri say like this. Ben Chanan says, perish omer alav hagada. But what part of the hagada? Not the whole, necessarily the whole hagada. Matzuzu shan ochlim al shuma. Right, as the Mishnah is going to describe in Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, social dvarim ilav, if you don't say a pechol, you have to say chola, so pechol matzumara. So that means that the hagada and the matzah are linked, that we're on love dvarim harbe, because we speak about the matzah as part of the Haggadah. But Rashi is much more expansive than just that, as the pshat of Rabbeinu Chanan and Iri. If you look at Rashi, not Rashi over here, but when the Gemara first mentions this in the second parak, Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav. So Rashi says, Lechem onish onin olav dvarim harbe, shegorim olav es ha-halel, v'omrim lav ha-Haggadah. That we finish the Haggadah and we say the whole Haggadah. So for Rashi, there's more of a link between the matzah, not just the specific part of the tzibur you say inside when we say matzuzu, but the entire Haggadah and even halal. The halal point points to the whole idea that maybe if we have time, we'll talk about in the Mishnah Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, that the halal of Leil HaSeder being different than all other halals, so the Ran speaks about B'Shem Rav Haggon, that the halal of Leil HaSeder is not a regular mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalal, but it's a mitzvah of Shira, that it's not just the recitation of the halal, but it's a din of Shira, a specific, where we say halal b'layla, and we say halal sitting down, a lot of different, they tell me why there's no bracha, a lot of different aspects of the halal. So that's what Rashi here says, shegomer malav is a halal, that it's not just, because I would have thought, what do you mean gomer malav is a halal? I would think that it's only the beginning part of halal that relates to the matzah, whereas the end of the halal, which is past already the mitzvah of achilas matzah, it's the end of the seder, has nothing to do with halal, the fact that Rashi shegomer malav is a halal, because even though there's only a specific part of the halal that's tarta maga, the whole halal of Leil HaSeder is a different aspect. It's the halal of Shira, and therefore it integrates with the matzah. It's the matzah that we're on the Dvarim Harbe, that we're, just like we have a mitzvah of achilas matzah, so too we have a recitation of halal as part of the special aspect of Sibur Yisrael Tzayim. So all the three aspects of the Seder, of the achilas matzah, the mitzvahs Haggadah, and the halal all come together for one idea. But I think this Rashi also points to a greater idea in terms of the mitzvah of achilas matzah in the following sense, that the matzah itself is an expression of shevach v'hoda, that through the achilas matzah, just like we by saying halal, we're expressing shevach v'hoda. The achilas matzah itself is an expression of shevach v'hoda, and this is seen. There's a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, and the Netziv in a different context, but the Gra explains in terms of the Nusach of Manishtana, when we say, it has in Lashon the Mishnah over here, but we say, a Manishtana, So the Gemara says, and we're not just when do we eat chametz and matzah? It's not just referring to a stam that a person can eat any achilas rishus anytime he wants chametz and matzah. It's referring dafka to lach metoda, and we're contrasting the achilas pesach when we eat the carbon pesach. We only eat it with matzahs, whereas in general when we bring it to carbon toda, we bring many loaves of bread with it, and some of them are chametz and some of them are matzah. How come here it's only matzah? And he says the matzah of Leil HaSeder has a din of lach metoda, so just like when someone has. The Gemara explains, he goes through the psukim and shows how all the four reasons why a person can bring a toda, if he leaves jail and he crosses the midbar, or he goes over a seafare and he goes over this trip in the sea, and he gets healed from a sickness. So all four of those things happen to Klal Yisrael in Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So we should bring carbon toda, and we're giving thanks to Hashem. And the matzah is an expression of the Shalach Hodah, is being lach metoda, and it's siv on that pasuk. In Dvarim, that we just read, of Losoch and Lachamoni, so he also expresses this idea that matzah is a form of Lach Metoda, and it's really expressed by the Rambam, but a really interesting comparison the Rambam makes on his own. When the Gemara, part of that sugi that Rashi is referring to in Lamed Vav, the Gemara has this concept that you can only be Yotzei Matzah with things that are not have other Isurim on them. The Gemara says that the only Yotzi Matzah, if the only potential Isser that could be with the type of things that you're making a Matzah with is that it could turn into Chametz, and here you've properly made Matzah that didn't turn into Matzah, but if there are other Isurim besides the Chashash Chimutz on that Matzah, like Matzah Shel Tevel, the Gemara talks about, so then a person's not Yotzi Matzah. And when the Rambam brings that Halacha down, he says a klal of how to figure out which matzah you're yotzei with. Let me just get the right place here. This is Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. Chametz matzah. Ein adam yotzei yedei chalvasal ba'achilas matzah. Shehi asur lo, kigon sha'achlu tavel ol meiser rishon shalo nitlu chumasa o shegazla. Zeh haklal ki kol shemivarach alav birchas hamazon. Yotzei yedei chalvasal v'chol shemivarach alav birchas hamazon. Ein yotzei yedei chalvasal. Anything which the Mishnah and the whole Sugya of Shlosh Shachlu talks about, which type of things could be Yotzei, you could bench on and do a Zeman with, but if it's Machal Sasurus and you can't bench and do a Zeman with, so the Rambam says anything you make Berchus HaMazon on, that's good enough Matzah to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. But if there's an Isser upon it that would preclude you from making Berchus HaMazon on a Zeman, so then you are not Yotzei Yudei Chovasa V'Pesach. Where did the Rambam get this from, this comparison between, you know, the Dina might overlap, but why just give you a separate klal here? Why do you have to bring over the Hilchos Berachos HaMazon? But if you view, like we said, the matzah as a form of Lach Metoda, and Sha'omer Dvarim Harbe, we say the Haggadah upon it, so then I think it could be understandable that why we compare the Berachos HaMazon, because a shear in house, if something's good enough matzah or not, how do we measure whether or not something's properly good matzahs, if you can make Berachos HaMazon on it, if this is a bread, if this is a chesed shel mitzvah that's roi to bench on, that you could give Shevach HaDa on it, so then it can be properly used as matzah, which is the point of matzah is Shevach HaDa, otherwise you can't be Yotzei matzah. So that, I think, is a deeper level of pshat in this Rashi of Lechem only Shalach Lama Dvarim Harbe. And then the Gemara continues, gets into the sugi that we glossed over on the Mishnah, when we first read the Mishnah of Kofidala, the Gemara continues with Karpas, with Charosis. As the Gemara references the Machlokes Tanayim in the Mishnah, Heviu Lefanav the Matzah and the Charoses. The Mishnah in Kofi Dalad says, Heviu Lefanav Matzah v'Chazaris v'Charoses v'Shnei Tachshi L'Rach B'Yish in Charoses Mitzvah. You should still bring him the Charoses even though it's not a Mitzvah. Rav Elazar ben Tzadok Omer Mitzvah, Machlokes Tanayim, if it's a Mitzvah to bring, or is there a Mitzvah involved in the Charoses? Analyze that Machlokes. The Gemara says, my Mitzvah, Rabbi Levi Amar Zecher LeTapuach, Pyechan Amar Zecher LeTit. Zecher LeTapuach, and Rashi explains what it means. Tapuach, Shayyoladas, Bineyam Sham, Beloitzev, that's part of the Nesim Mitzrayim. They would have children there in the Tapuach trees without pain. Shalyakir Behen Mitzvim, so the Mitzvim wouldn't realize that they were having children and be part of the Gler to throw them into the river. Dichsiv Tachas HaTapuach, or Asicha. So they're referencing back that Nes that happened in Mitzrayim, that Zecher LeTapuach, or Zecher LeTit. The consistency of the charoset should be like the tit. To remind us of the hardships that we had in Mitzrayim, we had to make the tit. Amar Abai, Hilkach Tzarech LeKuyuye, Tzarech LeSmuche. Since it's the mitzvahs for both of them, so you have to put acidic, citrusy fruits like the tapuach, and you also have to have the consistency in terms of how it is, like the tit. Come by the tavlin that you're going to put into the charoses, which is a mitzvah. So you see that's Elazar bar Rabbi Tzedek's opinion, that charoses is a mitzvah. Now what exactly is this machlokas? We skipped the Gemara. And if the Gemara asks, if it's not a mitzvah, so why bring it to the table? Vilo mitzvah, mishum mai maisila, amrabami mishum kappa. Because, but it tells us in the Rashbam a different explanation what it means, but there's something dangerous with the sharpness of the maror, that, or a worm in the maror, that the charoses offsets. Amravasi kappa, the chasa chamba, and then talks about different kappas and heat and cold, what removes that. But according to the mandamer, the Tanakama, that charos is not a mitzvah, because it's only brought to remove the kappa. Now, what is this machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzedek about charoses? So, if you look in the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, he says something very interesting about a nafkamina between what this machlokes would be. Get it up in here. It's always in a different place in every Gemara. Where did they put the Perush Mishnayos here? Okay, so Ram Perish Mishnayos says, what this machlok is all about? Mazluk Sheni, if you look at the Yerachas of Chazeres, Vacharoses, says the Rambam, Vacharoses, who taroves sheishbo kihuye v'dmus tevin, and has the sharpness, the acidity of the tapuach, and it also has the appearance of the tit. V'zeh zeichel the tit, v'anachnu osin oso kach, Shorin te'inim or tmarim, he gives you his whole of his recipe. You soak te'inim or tmarim. Umivas and osan v'dach, so you cook them up, you cook the dates up, and you cook them up and you crush them out. Dach and osan ad shi'artuvu, until they become liquidy, v'lash and alcohol, then you mix it all together. Becholmeitz, says vinegar doesn't say wine, but maybe similar. V'nosim bo shibolis nered o izov. And you put these like plant type things in and you don't crush those down. Interesting why they did that. For Rebels of Rav Tzadik Omer, Charoses Mitzvah, but just speaking about the recipe, and Tos also mentioned something like that. He has an interesting minhag that the first look says Yerushalmi adds at another point, and that's why we put the wine in it, Zecher L'dam. And that's why you have to dip it with mashke, otherwise, it's hard to say what the mashke is. We add the wine and the chomet. He also mentions it. Very fascinating idea to understand the machshava behind it. There's probably a deep idea behind it, the connection with charoses and this. But we would be accustomed. The gaonim would be accustomed to put peros in the charoses. That sukkim use those peros to compare them to klal yisrael. B'shir hashirim tachas atapu charosicha kipelach harimon. We compare klal yisrael to rimon. Hateina chanta amarti ala betamar egos alginos egos v'shkeidim al shem shishaka kosh baruch alakates. So all these different fruits that have some mashal, some connection to Kaiso, we would add into the charoses. That's the recipe. And after the Ram gives you his recipe, he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzedek Omer, charoses mitzvah. And what does it mean, charoses mitzvah? L'daito shechayiv adam levarich asher kidshana mitzvah sabat yivano ala chilas charoses. We don't pass like Rav Elazar ben Tzedek. Why? Because he goes very far. He says something very strange. That we make a bracha on charoses. Who ever heard of making a bracha on charoses? So therefore, we must not pass on him. So the Rambam clearly gives a nafkamina between Rav Elazar ben Tzedek. What does it mean that it's a mitzvah? According to one opinion, it's just to remove the kappa. So why would you make a bracha on it? It's just a practical thing to get out the sakana of the mar. But the other opinion is no, there's a mitzvah. And just like there's a mitzvah to make a bracha on mar, there's a separate mitzvah to make a bracha on charoses. This discussion, this question of the mitzvah, the bracha and charoses is a big discussion in the Rishonim. And even Shitas Rishonim who assume that Rabbi Tzedek's Shita, that it is a mitzvah, still say that we should make a bracha for different reasons. Either because he also agrees that part of them, besides the mitzvah Shabbat, there's also an aspect of removing the kappa. So since it just removes something negative, even though there's also a mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. And the Torah says something very fascinating, that because it's tofa l'maror, because you're dipping the charos in the maror, so the bracha on the maror is poter the bracha, the necessary bracha on the charosis, and he invokes ikar and tefil, that whenever there's an ikar, the ikar is pulled towards the tefil, even though that's only seemingly katz mibrach the nenem, to apply it to brach the mitzvah seems to be a big chiddush that needs to be understood. But that's some of the explanations, or others that are given as well, why there's no bracha on charosis. But the Rambam in Rav Elazar ben Tzedek clearly assumes not that way, and it warrants a bracha b'fneyat. And we don't pass in that way. So it's seemingly the Rambam saying we don't pass in the charosis the mitzvah at all. But if you look in the Rambam Mishnah Torah, not so clear. My Mishnah Torah Parag Zayin, Halach Yir Aleph says, charosis mitzvah, divrei soifrim, he paskins not like Tanakam, he paskins like Rav Elazar ben Tzedek. It seems like there's a mitzvah, zecha letit. Shein ovdim baba mitzvayim, he doesn't mention zecha letapuch, zecha letam, but the ketzer also, and also, look in tomorrow, grogros, smukin, he adds in some more stuff, some raisins. We bring it to the table. So now the question that the Nosei Kalim grapple with here in the Rambam, Melech HaMishnah discusses this, is what happens to the Rambam's bracha? And what happened to that passing like it? So some say that the Rambam was chayzer bo, that really he passed the girl with her tzaddik, but he left out the whole bracha idea, was able to pass like him, and the whole, well, the Rambam, or the Rambam Parish recites that we do pass on the girls of Rav Tzedek, but in a halacha that we make a bracha, kind of an in-between shita, or some explain the Rambam, that here he's really going like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim just say that there's two things going on, is it only mitzvah, or it's also kappa, or it's a mitzvah as well, but I think the key to answering the Rambam is if you focus on the last line. The last line of the Rambam is, U'mevi'en osa al ha'shulchan b'leli ha'pesach, because there's three different possibilities, at least, that you could ask. Well, if charos is the mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? You could argue that the mitzvah is just the achilas charos, it's like the mitzvah achilas mar. So I think the nusach of the bracha that the Rambam had was al achilas charos. What was the Rambam's nusach of bracha? Al achilas charos. So according to that, halvan and the parashah is the mitzvah achilah. Or you could say, no, part of the mitzvah is not necessarily achilah, but it's the tibol. Maybe the nafkamina was if you need a kezias or not. Even according to Rav Tzadok. But the Rambam has a third option, and that is mevi'en also al shulchan. The mitzvah is not an independent mitzvah of achil or even dipping, but it's that it should be put on the shulchan. It should just be placed there. And maybe that's where he's passing like the chachamim. They just have a different understanding. Rav Elazar ben Tzedek calls the mitzvah in the achil, and therefore you make a bracha. Chachamim, even though it starts off mishum kappa, the mitzvah is to have it there on the shulchan as being part of, as we've explained before in the Rambam. The Rambam views the whole Seder as one, all the mitzvahs integrating into each other. That's the way he understands Shulchan Aruch, not just the part of the Seder that every kid looks forward to that they get to eat and stop reading the Haggadah. But no, the Shulchan Aruch is the context in which we're being kind of all these mitzvahs. We're not just being kind of mitzvahs, mur and matzah and charoses and all the tibulim and tziburis and sayim independently. We merge them together through a suda in which all the mitzvahs get to be integrated together. So part of that is, what's part of that? So the al shulchan, you need certain things on the table. Okay, once it's there, you dip it to remove the cap or whatever, or to yishal atinokos, but it should be brought to the table. And once we understand that part of the Rambam, I think we could also understand the shitas around that we pointed out along the way, who is the biggest fan of charoses. Besides giving us his recipe for charoses, he also tells us that we should dip every single thing in charoses. Murr obviously goes in charoses. According to the Rambam, the plain old mitzvah of motzi matzah goes in the charoses. And the korich goes in the charoses. So the Rambam, what's the idea of dipping each thing? Because the Rambam, the mitzvah is not the mitzvah tachila, the mitzvah is my vino sal shulchan, that it should be part of this integrated suda of the Seder, and then it follows that each part of the Seder should be dipped in the charoses so that we can have a kiyum in it being on the shulchan. And that's the Rambam's probably understanding the chachamim, that we don't go so far as we'll ever tell you that it's a mitzvah tachila of a bracha, but it's a unique mitzvah that fits within the Rambam's general shita of shulchan erach, my vino sal al shulchan. And then the Mishnah continues and gives us the nusach of Manishtana, right? There are nusach ha'agadah is pieced together from a lot of different places. Obviously, the main crux is the drashos of Arami Alviravi, which is the drashos Chazal on the psukim of Mikra Bikur Mikisavo, and then you have other Mamre Chazal scattered all over the place. And some of them, this Mishnah, the following Mishnah, the Mishnah Asim Psachim, interestingly saw some in some of the farm bring down Shimon earlier Sefer and Eliyahu Hanavi. Remember the special connection between Eliyahu Navi and the Haggadah, and that's why I'll say that Eliyahu Navi was the one who composed and put together all the different forms of the Nusach Haggadah, which is, I don't know, is an interesting point. But we see here the asking of the Manishtana, the beginning of the mitzvah Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So I just want to take a second out to discuss In this mitzvah, see where he says, there's a world's famous question in the Minchas Chinuch, and others ask this also, Shagas Ari, Prima Godin. Everyone deals with this question. It's the most basic question of the mitzvah, see where he says, and that is, that as we just saw the pasuk by Lechemoni, right? Lo sochel al chametz, shivas yom tachel al matzos, Lechemoni kibich, chi pazon yotzas meyeret Mitzrayim, leman tiskur as yom seitzchem meyeret Mitzrayim kol yom mechayecha. We have a mitzvah of zechiras yitzirat Mitzrayim every single day. That's right, that's the machlokas ben zom and the chachamim, is it just b'yamim, also b'leilos, we pass it b'yom v'leila. We have a mitzvah to remember yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole discussion, the Rambam, why he doesn't bring it down, count that as a separate mitzvah. It's not one of his tayag mitzvahs, but it does seem to say that it's a chiyuv d'areisa, and some say that the Soloveitchik's quotes says in a famous Yurtzei Joshua that it's part of the mitzvah. It's clear from the Rambam that it's part of the mitzvah's Kriya Shema. I think he quotes the B'Shem Reb Chaim. So you have this mitzvah of Zichiros Yitzhiyat Yitzrayim every night. But what makes Sipur Yitzhiyat Yitzrayim different? So this Mishnah is in the following Mishnayos, and the way the Rambam brings down the mitzvah is the key to the answer. When the Rambam in Talmud Sumatzah Zayin Beis describes the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhiyat Yitzrayim, he says, Mitzvah hodil abadam afilo sholosh shenemar v'gadol v'chalik l'fi daita shol ben avim l'amdo keitz ani ma'ikatan otipish amar l'bino kulo hainu avodim kamo shiv chazu kamo eved zeb b'mitzvayim v'layla zeb padol sani kamo shberach v'yotzanim v'chirus hai ben gadol chachim adim ashir lo b'mitzvayim v'nisim shanas alayim de moshe rabbeinu ha'kol l'fi daita shol ben ha'kol l'fi daita shol ben, but it should be done through question and answers. We want to get the children involved. And then he also says, So this is what Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is famously quoted as saying. A lot of different people bring this down. I think it's quoted now in the New Graf of Shas. It's also in Emek Bracha, very excellent sefer written by Talmud of the Brisker Rav, who in his different pieces on the Haggadah, who quotes the following. Right, he quotes the part of the Haggadah, Rav Loz ben Azari, Hari Kabin Shiv Mshana, Zachis Shitari Sitzavel Isaac Tarsh ben Zayma, Shinam Ralaman Tiskur, Harakasha Halohai Mamer, the Rav Loz ben Azari, who Mishnah Parakay the Brachos, and Yachiv Zachis Tarsh shall call Ashana. Why are we bringing it in the Haggadah where it's Sibri Tisayim Dafka on this night of Leil Pesach? So he says, I heard from my illustrious Rebbe, the Brisker Rav, b'shem his father, B'chaim, Shemachol Shana b'shas ha'sidah shal Pesach, this is what he would do. This is the way, if you want to picture what B'chaim Seder was like, before the Seder, as the Seder started, this is what he would say over every year. He would ask this question, he would ask his family, what's going on here? It says, he would, M'vor l'fnei b'nei b'eso, ma'hai mitzvah shal Sibri Tisayim, additionally, onto the mitzvah of the whole year. B'chol Shana yish mitzvah shal Zachir Tisayim, M'kein, Manet Osef also halaylai they have mitzvah shall super mash im kam bezachira. The Omer shachilik bein zachira tibur who be gimel dvarim. Chada shabezachira in tzarech el lahaskir latzma. Time the regular mitzvah zachira. Time you just have to mention it. Avol tibur letzaper lacher. You should tell it over. Fi daitel shel ben. Tell the children. And the Rambam says that even though you're by yourself, so you still have the mitzvah. But the ikur mitzvah is to be mesaper to acheres. Right. That's the Rambam says. Afilu hayel levadol shel liatzmo. And then there's this whole discussion. How much is Manashtana only on the Derech Shelo Tshuva? Let's say that when the child asks Manashtana, since we mechlok to shown him, the Rambam is actually meduyak that you do say it again. Should the Baal HaGadah also repeat Manashtana? It's only supposed to be said by the children. Once the children ask, there's no reason for the Baal HaGadah to say it. The other chiluk should be zechira ein tzarich el haskir hayitzim b'mitzrayim levada, aval letzibur tzarich letzaper kol hishtal shalos, the whole story. And according to the Rambam, the way we pass it into Machlokes in the Gemara, Asalbinus is going all the way back to Meiterach. Hopefully, Mirtzah Shem, which we'll talk about in our next Chabura, final Chabura before Pesach, is the Gimel Dvarim that you're looking out to do with Chavasa. This is just the beginning, a famous answer. Sure, everyone's heard it. Just to remind everyone of the three differences between Sibur Tisayim, Zichar, and Mitzvah Zichar's Kol Hashana, which opens the door to try to understand exactly what the Mitzvah Sibur is all about. Hopefully, we'll talk about more. But that's the famous answer of Reb Chaim, and just hopefully we'll have one more Chabura for Pesach, and sometime after Pesach or over Pesach, more information will be going out about continuing the Chabura and maybe having a discussion, a vote, in terms of what people want to learn going forward, making more B'kfias, and especially people that could be here in the early morning, with early morning learning in Beth Abraham before 6:30 Shacharis or wherever else. Chavrusas, they should be in touch with me. And Mirtzah Shalom, one more Chabura before Pesach.